Hello, and welcome back to North of Shy, the Baird & Warner North Shore podcast. I'm Ian Robinson, here with my co-host, Catherine Leonard, and being a listener.
Hello.
And today we do not have a guest. It's just going to be the three of us talking about some things that are going on right now in the world as far as change in the real estate industry. And what do agents need to do in order to deal with change when it happens, whether it's the current changes or just in general?
Well, the word that pops into my head first is demonstrate value, add value, 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 value. If all of a sudden a client that is not used to the prospect of paying for your services out of pocket or what seems like out of pocket, you better make sure you're worth a few thousand dollars. And so that's more than opening a door and being charming. You got to bring the data, bring the analysis, bring the value.
Absolutely. And where before, for a while, agents could rest on just simply doing their continuing ed hours, and that was all the education that was required. I think at this point in the game, it's going to be crucial that agents take the time, find the classes, and educate themselves on finding the data points or understanding technology or understanding AI or maybe even getting some additional certifications, negotiation, senior, et cetera.
Good point.
Absolutely. And it's so true, Dina, that people need to intentionally educate themselves to get better, not just maintain their license, which is what the vast majority of agents out there doing are doing the bare minimum. They look and go, well, okay, I've done my 12 hours, exactly that. I'm done. I don't have to do anything else. And that's not really to what Stephen Covey, the author of Seven Habits for Highly Effective People, calls sharpening your saw, right? If you're not getting better, what you're doing for your clients is actually going backwards, not staying the same.
That's true, because they know more and more and more. They have more access than ever to data, and you've got to raise the bar to bring something extra.
Yeah, and information is not, we're not the information keepers, we're the information interpreters.
There you go.
We're the advisors, we're the counselors. We're the people that can help them make confident decisions and have confidence in, you know, in their purchases, their sales, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So talking about, Catherine, you mentioned very briefly, you know, that there are some lawsuits going on right now about commissions. And frankly, we don't know how those are going to turn out. And regardless of how those turn out, though, good agents have always explained to clients, especially their sellers, you know, look, this is how the commission is going to be divided. This is the commission that's going to be paid to the other side. They've always kind of separated those and talked about it. And good buyer's agents have always talked to their clients about, this is how I'm paid, this is how I'm compensated, and explaining to them. So it's really important that everybody, first of all, understands that, but also that they explain it to the customers. You know, where in the pie is the money coming from that they're getting paid from? And agents need to be adaptive and, again, educate themselves. And another thing that we're seeing right now, which it's over and over, I'm sure you guys are seeing it too, agents in the marketplace and managing brokers in the marketplace, they don't know what's going on in the news. They don't know what's going on in the industry. All they are doing is, again, the bare minimum, just like with the CE. And here at Baird & Warner, we've been very intentional about making sure our agents are very informed going back, you know, more than a year now. On these issues. And we actually developed a buyer training class that's a 2-day class to help them really understand how to be of better value to our clients. Because frankly, if a client doesn't want to pay an agent, it's not because they don't want to pay an agent, it's because they don't see the value of what that agent is bringing to them. And many agents maybe aren't.
Sure, we have to admit that. There's a reason that these lawsuits came about. And that reason lies with us. And so now we have to rise to the occasion and demonstrate our value.
Absolutely. And I in listening to what you were talking about with the lawsuit, whatever the ultimate outcome is of that is, we know it will affect everybody in this country. And there are people who I've heard, you know, from other states, and they say, we haven't heard anything about this. This isn't something that's going to affect us. Whether you have referrals in another state, whether you have family in another state, whatever it is, it's just something that you're going to want to make sure that you're following and educating your not only yourself, but also the people that you're working with.
And just, I'm just going to give a raw plug for Baird & Warner. You know, we wrote and delivered to the entire company a class about, as Ian said, demonstrating your value as a buyer broker. And we are running into people at other companies who have no idea what we're talking about, which is jarring as a member of this industry.
Yeah, and it's not just the agents, it's the managing brokers too. So I would encourage, if you're an agent at another company, first of all, start following in and start reading the industry news so you know what's going on. But also, you should hold your managing brokers accountable to not only know what's going on themselves, but to deliver that information to you. That's part of a manager's job. So make sure that you are expecting that. And if you're not getting it, maybe you should look elsewhere for a company that is making sure you have that information in front of you.
It's that important. Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
To shift gears a little bit, I also would like to say inventory is picking up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's a big change in the market right now. Thank goodness. There's more houses to be seen. And one of the wonderful things that we have here in the Chicagoland area is Broker Tour. And I think it's very important for agents to start familiarizing themselves with the inventory once again, you know, making sure that you're getting out there, seeing houses and being aware, make yourself aware of what's for sale.
And MRED numbers this week show that the number of open houses for the public in the Chicagoland area is rising. It's over what it was last year at this time. And I talk a lot about open houses, but this is a chance to be in front of warm bodies who are in the real estate market and demonstrate your value. You're not just pointing out, you know, the crown molding. Do your homework and make yourself a value to the guests at the public open houses.
Yeah. In addition, the MRED data is showing that canceled and expireds are actually ticking up a little bit too. Mm-hmm. So between the open houses, the canceled and expired, a little bit more inventory coming on, this some version of a you know, very strong seller's market is starting to soften more as we're going through the end of the year. So there will be opportunities for finding new listings from canceled and expired. There will be more opportunities for some of the buyers that maybe haven't been able to buy. Maybe they haven't been a cash buyer and they've lost out because they have 5% down and they haven't been able to get a house. That some of those people will have opportunities. So make sure you're keeping working. And the other piece of advice that I have, which I'm sure you both would agree with, when things are tough, get in the office, work in the office, share your motivation, share your energy with others, help them have, and they can help you keep on track and keep working. When things are very easy, as they were, frankly, for a decade, that ended in the middle of 2022, it was some semblance of easy in the last couple of years, or ridiculously easy to be in the business to get clients. It's very easy to just go, I work from home. I'm better at home. I'm better. You're not really. If you come into the office, you're going to find out information. You're going to hear about things. You're also going to feel more motivated, more energized. You're going to be more effective. So get back into the office, work in the office, share that energy with other people.
I agree. We owe it to one another.
Yes, absolutely. Make it part of your routine, part of your plan. Just like any other career path you might have, there are certain hours that you're working. Establish your office hours and stick to them.
Well, I think that's it for our discussion this time. We hope you enjoyed it and got something out of it. And if you would like more information about Baird & Warner, feel free to visit our website, joinbw.com. Any of the three of us or any of our other Baird & Warner managers would love to sit down with you, have a cup of coffee, and talk about things that are going on in the industry or what your plans are for your business and how Baird & Warner might be a good fit to help you reach those dreams and goals. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time on North of Chi.
Bye, everyone. Bye.